I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It is 12 o'clock here in St. Louis, and the news continues to move at a fevered pace. We have Congresswoman Mary Miller coming on the show today at, I think, 12:40. Is that when she's scheduled?
Yes.
12:40. And we're going to get an update from her about that meeting that took place yesterday, which was televised, the whole thing, with President Trump about what they need to do to make sure that they win the midterms. So we kind of know what the president said and what his guidance was, but I'm really interested with Congresswoman Mary Miller at 12:45. I'm interested in knowing, you know, what's the mood right now with the majority, the slim majority of Republicans in the House. Marjorie Taylor Greene officially resigned as of Monday. And then is it, McMalfa? Is that was his name?
Oh, the
congressman
woman died.
From California died, which really seemed to be somewhat unexpected.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And then a Republican congressman in Indiana was in a car accident with his wife, and he's 80. And
I was going to say, he's older, too.
He's 80, and it seems as though he's going to be fine. But what's it like to be somebody who was in a car accident, and everyone's like, oh, but what about the majority? Like, this is a real important life event that happens to somebody, and I've been in some really rough car accidents in my life, and it's like a huge life event. It's like kind of a, you know, there are a few things in your life that happened to you where you had life before that happened and you had life after that happened. A car accident that puts you in the hospital, that's a pretty big deal. But the Republican majority is at stake. And with the passing of that California Republican, which President Trump spoke very highly of him at his speech yesterday at the Trump Kennedy Center, and then the Indiana legislator being in the hospital, they are another unexpected event away from potentially not being in the majority.
The first thing, and I want this to be on record, the first thing I want you to text me if you ever hear that I'm in an accident is the state of the House majority. Just so I can sort of put that aside.
If you were in a bad car accident, I'd have to know that you were going to live before I went to jokes.
Well, what I'm saying is you can do it either way.
I will do it my way, but I will do it a little bit your way. I'll do it the way you would do it to me and be like, so how does this affect me? Does that mean I have to host the next day? Because that's how that would go down.
That is how that goes down.
So we'll speak with Congresswoman Mary Miller. If you've got questions you'd like to ask her, you can text us at 314-241-9797 or thoughts that you want to throw out there. And we will be happy to look through those. You can leave them on the Annie Fry YouTube chat as well. We're going to ask you today on the poll, is Minnesota the state with the worst fraud? Yes or no? What do you think? More and more detail continues to come out of Minnesota, and it's like it used to be just the Learing Centers in Minnesota, the daycares. It's more than that. There are transportation companies that are following the same MO, and then we're seeing in other states that even just within the Somali communities in other states, this is being replicated, this type of fraud. Or, you know, is it fraud?
Well, it's just theft.
Well,
it's
like
looting.
There have been enormous allegations with no refutable response. Like, there's not been anything that's been like, what are you talking about? Oh, this is absolutely a real daycare. Nobody is saying that. They're basically, you know how
no.
You know you're onto something? They're like, that is racist.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's the defense. Okay.
Or this is just hyper-political jargon.
Yeah.
When they say that, you're like, okay, well, so there's fraud.
We're going to speak at 1:30 with Fred Flights, who's the vice chair of the America First Policy Institute Center for American Security. And he also is a former NSC chief of staff, CIA analyst, House of Intelligence Committee staff member. I am going to talk to him about the Maduro arrest, the tactical nature of it. I don't want to go on and on and on about that, but I do, when we have a man like that with his expertise on the line, I do want to ask him, like, What's it take to pull off an operation like this?
That's a story in and of itself.
And it's not one that's being talked about for good reason right now.
The political story is the main story. But, you know, in 6 months, there's going to be a book written about how crazy that 83 minutes was. It'll be highly entertaining.
I see Navy SEALs. I see, you know, former Delta Force people. A lot of folks who have been guests on other shows who are like, this is the op of a man's dreams.
Oh, it's got to be.
And honestly, like those men were once boys doing that in their backyard.
Exactly.
It's like the complete equivalent to walking up to the plate with your wiffle bat and going, game seven.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom of the ninth. There is a different breed of child, of young boy, yes, maybe young woman, but I'm mostly men. Who go in their backyard and they're not like bottom of the ninth. They're like Caracas. Venezuela.
They're squatting behind bushes and they're doing the like, eyes. You got eyes on this guy.
0-200.
They're playing war.
Yeah.
I mean, every boy does that.
Yeah, and has forever. Cowboys and Indians.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, all the things. And so the mission in and of itself, and I've actually been a little bit proud of the overall response of, in a bipartisan way, being like, gosh, we are BA. Like, hooray for us. Good to know that we can pull off something like this. So, you know, that is something I'm going to talk to him about, certainly. But I also want to talk to him about the 30 to 50 million barrels of oil that we're like, we will have those. And there are ships moving about in the waters, and words like Russia are involved in these discussions. What does this all mean? I'm not smart enough to know. I am not going to pretend like I am, but we have access to experts who you and I probably have a lot of the same questions about what's going to happen next. And I am excited to talk to Fred about that.
To the larger point, yes. But before we move past that backyard kid, I got to ask you this, because when I woke up on Saturday morning and
his name is John.
John.
Yeah.
When I saw the whole, you know, really drinking through a fire hose, catching up on everything that had gone on overnight Saturday, I got that jolt of, and I'm not even like, I'm not like the guy's guy. I can get by with the guys.
Kind of
talk the lingo every now and then.
The guy's
but
guy.
I can't fix a shelf. Like, I can't do anything or fix a car like Brad can.
In a few circumstances, I might be more of a guy's guy.
You probably are. My wife is.
Oh, boy.
More of a guy's guy in
she
that
wears the pants in the family.
Than I am. Yet still.
Ryan doesn't wear pants in the family.
Not on Saturday morning when I'm looking at news. When I was watching this unfold, I did get that jolt of adrenaline about, man, these guys are freaking BAs.
Which is the equivalent of going back and watching Albert Pujols hit a home run off the moon off of Brad Lidge and whatever year that was.
Great.
Or going back and watching David Freese do what he does.
Yeah.
The actual biological emotion that people have that you're having to this, it's really akin to that type of thing. But this is actually, like, no disrespect to my heroes, David Freese and Albert Pujols, but this is, like, immensely consequential. We don't even get to see the materialization of what they actually did. I saw some clips online that were like, this is how we practice. They never stood a chance. And I'm just like, I don't even want to know how you're practicing.
But
I don't even need to know the details.
No.
I just need to know that you could do it, and I know it.
And I know a lot of those guys. I mean, not those specific guys, but...
You know Delta Force and you're here?
I know, yeah. I know...
You walk up and you're like, I'm kind of a guy's guy.
Oh, hey, it's just guys hanging out, huh? Guess I can join.
Is this where the dudes are?
I know a lot of those guys because a lot of my friends had been either in military or even some of them currently are. And so I sort of get the world that they're in. But what I don't know is, when you brought that question up, is that something that your politics do affect it? That if you woke up Saturday morning and you are a blue hair Democrat, do you get that? And say you're still a guy, though, and you're still guy's guy.
I think this transcends.
Does it transcend?
I think it transcends. And I think if you're super soft and weak and you're a Republican, you're like, oh, but he was in his home country. He was a leader of Venezuela. He was the president. And you're like, not really.
Yeah.
No, not really. I'm kind of looking right now. I don't know 100% of the details of the story that is developing right now in Minnesota. Yes, we're going to talk about Minnesota fraud today. I have an exercise for Ryan Wiggins a little bit later here in the 12 o'clock hour. Ryan,
ooh, I hate exercise.
I know. But... don't worry. There's no physical activity whatsoever.
Can I eat while I do it?
No, but that's just because I don't want to listen to it. But okay. But theoretically, you could.
Oh, interesting.
I'll let you think about it.
Okay.
Oatmeal cream pies.
All right.
This is a situation developing in Minnesota right now. Fox News is reporting Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said Wednesday that state officials were working together to gather information about a shooting involving ICE in Minneapolis. Governor Walz says, we will share information as we learn more. In the meantime, I ask folks to remain calm. Yeah, that's what the Democrats have been doing around ICE. Yeah, everybody chill. Stay cool. We'll be fine. Everything's good. That Fox didn't say that, but I did. The city's official, more from the report, the city's official X account posted that they, quote, are aware of a shooting involving federal law enforcement near East 34th Street and Portland Avenue and warned the public to avoid this area. Fox News has learned that ICE agents were unharmed and the Department of Homeland Security called the event a vehicle ramming incident. The Hennepin County Sheriff's Office said it was aware of the incident, noting that they were not involved but have sent deputies to the area to assist as needed. So Kristi Noem is making is delivering a statement right now. Here's what I want to do. Let's take a quick break. We're going to queue up with what Kristi Noem has to say about this when we come back. We're going to check the details and make sure that the story is a story. We'll get you those details as soon as we come back. Go vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Come say hi to us. We'd love to see you there. Is Minnesota the state with the worst fraud? It's one that we know about the most right now. But if you're like me, you're asking a lot of questions about, I don't know, Illinois, even Missouri. Who knows? Annie Fry YouTube channel, go vote. Stream us live on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're going to have an update after an ICE-involved shooting in Minnesota. Fox News is going to deliver that here in a bit. Kristi Noem is doing a press conference, but the press conference is in Texas. It's not in Minnesota. And so I'm not going to stop this show to just let Kristi Noem talk about whatever. I think she is taking questions, but I'm more curious about what's taking place in Minnesota. Do you have some details, Ryan?
Yeah, it says tensions, and this is just 14 minutes ago, so pretty late breaking. Tensions continue to rise in Minneapolis amid a massive ICE crackdown on illegal immigrants. So that's nothing really new. That's just what's happening in Minneapolis. But this morning, a violent protester was killed after she tried to run down law enforcement with her vehicle.
So that's a little bit of what we reported there from that breaking Fox News report. It said that ICE agents were not injured and that there was a vehicle ramming incident. So does it sound like this protester tried to run over at ICE agents and they shot her?
Yeah, so we don't know whether she was running into other ICE vehicles with her vehicle or she was trying to run over people outside of vehicles, but she was targeting ICE and with her car. And that it says that Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin of the Department of Homeland Security posted to social media saying that an agent fired defensive shots because he feared for the lives of his and fellow law enforcement and the safety of the public. And apparently that's what took out this violent protester.
Mm. Well, we're going to wait for details there and we'll get back to you on that as they are released. Before we know any of the details, we know that what... this is you can already write the political stories that are going to come out of this.
Yeah.
And we don't even know the details yet. Doesn't that say something?
Yeah.
The idea that you can understand the political operatives that are out there right now who can very quickly take something like this and say, you know, if she rammed her car at them, the people on the right are going to say, look what you Democrats and your rhetoric have done. You got Tim Walz out there saying, everybody stay calm. Well, you've all, the left has riled them all up. I mean, I'm doing it right now. I'm telling the story of how this is going to unfold. The left has used rhetoric. They've called these agents who are carrying out written law. Like, it's the law. You don't like the law, then win an election and change it. And then the people who like the current law, then they can use their First Amendment right to whine and moan about law enforcement doing what they're doing. We've certainly done it on our side. And then the other side of this issue, it's Minnesota. It's going to be a George Floyd situation where if this woman died at the gun, does it say she was shot?
Yeah.
If this woman died at the gun of an ICE agent, that's all they need. That story will end up writing itself, and people will end up running to their corners without waiting for the details. So what we are going to do here on this show is, before we defend ICE, before we condemn a crazy leftist protester, we're going to wait to find out if it was a crazy leftist protester, if it was a crazy right-wing protester. Maybe there's someone out there protesting that ICE wasn't doing enough.
Okay.
Why was that? What is your face?
It just seems unlikely to me, but we'll wait for the facts.
This show, we wait for the facts.
Okay.
You never know. They're like, ICE, you really need to ramp it up. And they're like, that's what we're doing, man. Woman.
And so she wanted them to be going further.
I don't know.
Okay, we're not reporting that.
We will wait for the facts, and we will report them as they happen. So the fraud, the question on our YouTube poll today, is Minnesota the state with the worst fraud? Oh, man. It is wild to look at reports that are coming out about, and then there was this daycare, and there is this transportation center, and there is this health center, like just over and over and over again. How? There were cars sitting in parking lots that didn't move for a year.
Of a transportation company.
It's their job.
Yeah.
Was to transport, even just to, I mean, if you want to defraud the taxpayer, could you at least move the vehicles?
Yeah, it's, I mean, they're not even trying to, that just shows how much oversight there wasn't.
Correct.
So nobody's caring about this at all until now.
And you know, where's the culpability? Where do we look and say, this is part of my conversation yesterday, I think, with Steve Moore, where he was kind of putting it on Tim Walz. Like, look at what Tim Walz was overseeing. The question is, did he really know about it? Was he really involved in it? And my response is, if he knew about it, he's connected. If he didn't know about it, he's the worst governor to ever govern.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you caring for the taxpayer, the voter, the citizen of Minnesota when they're being defrauded by the very people the government is supporting?
Boy, the Democrats came to his defense right away, though.
Of course they did, because it's going to ripple into the entire party.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, but it was everybody. It was Kamala Harris. It was Josh Shapiro.
This is something I came across yesterday. If you've been on social media, you've probably seen this. This is I don't know what the year is, but it would have been when Joe Biden was a president. It's a Fox 9 report there, I believe in Minnesota. Oh, 2022. I've got it right here up on the screen. So 2022 report. And who has showed up right there into Minnesota to take the admiration and gratitude of the people of Minnesota for soaking the daycare system with your tax dollars?
First Lady Jill Biden making a stop in Minnesota today to tout the country's investments in child care. She was joined by Governor Walz and Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra during a visit this afternoon to the University of Minnesota. Biden highlighted major investments in child care through the American Rescue Plan. Billions of dollars in funding have helped states like Minnesota keep health care and child care providers open and boost pay for child care workers during the pandemic. First Lady says there's still more work to be done, though.
The challenges families face didn't just start with COVID-19, and we need fundamental changes if we hope to build back better than before.
You know, when they say they're going to build back better, you know what it's not going to do?
That.
They always tell you exactly how it's not going to go. And then everybody, you know, like the monkeys with the symbols, they're like, yay, Democrats, yay us.
Build back better.
Yeah, how was that? I forgot about build back better. What was build back better?
That was their mantra they said about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was build back better.
It's kind of an all-encompassing, like a buffet.
Yes.
This is the Great Reset.
The build back better buffet. Jill Biden there going, look what we're doing for the daycares here. Let us know if you get any kids.
Unbelievable.
And workers. But the money is there.
You know what's crazy is that we're seeing fraud in ways like you just said, where people show up at a building. It's not even a building. It's like a door in the middle of a junkyard.
Did they fix the sign that said Quality Learning Center?
I don't know. They might have just removed it.
No, I've seen the sign
is
and
it still
says
out there?
Learning now.
Oh, did they?
They changed it.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And I now you don't know what's real on the internet.
Right.
Did
yeah,
someone
you
fix
don't
it
know.
For them? Because I think what I saw was some like TikTok influencers that are rappers that went to rap in front of the sign. But if they fixed it, I'm like, this is a really, really big mistake. They needed to be like, what are you talking about? This is Mr. Learing. This is his center.
Oh.
They needed to come up with a story. I mean, why stop lying now?
Some guy walks in like the Monopoly man.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Learing. Anybody have a problem with my daycare
yeah.
center?
And then you chastise the people who were so stupid and not educated at one of these facilities to be like, you thought this was learning? This is this man's center. He's built this with his own hands.
Look at this man. He has a monocle.
And then you stare into the camera with your eyes kind of like your eyebrows winced and you're like, you guys buying this? You've been literally buying it.
Well, the fraud that we're seeing is of the type that's so obvious that you can't believe it's been going on. But they highlighted other ways that other states have been doing it too. And Maine and Washington are two of the ones they're really looking at right now. And the way they said a lot of the fraud happens is there are kids, but it'll be two in-laws living right next door to each other, mom one and mom two, and they're related. And they go, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch your four kids in my house, and you're going to watch my four kids at your house, and we're going to call it a daycare center.
The other thing that people are questioning is like the amount of welfare that these communities are on for people who don't have jobs. Like, why do you need daycare?
Oh, yeah.
There's a huge problem.
Yeah. And the amount of money that's being flooded in to just watch your kids, if you're doing that at all, which a lot of them aren't. But if you're just watching your in-laws' kids and they're watching yours, they're talking about that's basically a full-time income you're getting to do nothing.
Yeah.
To just sit there.
And the money is there, and then the business might be later, maybe. Probably not, though.
Yeah, if you want to call it a business.
Buy the fleet of cars, park them on the parking lot. We've got a transportation company.
Yep.
Is there any...
Buy a magnet and put it on your current car.
Maybe. Don't see why not. When we come back, we're going to... Well, let's just take a quick break here. We'll be right back in just a minute. The YouTube live chat poll, is Minnesota the state with the worst fraud? Yes or no? We'll be right back.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. This song makes me laugh because when we were in the Veterans Day Parade, I had my speaker all set up so that we could be like all patriotic music and waving to all the veterans.
God bless America.
Darn right. Ray Charles edition. And I said, hey guys, any songs you guys want me to play on the parade route? And you said, Bananarama, She's Got It.
Yeah, I did.
Which I'm like, we're not playing that in the Veterans Day Parade.
But it would have been super funny.
But it was the first song I played after we got done with the parade and had to drive back to the parking lot, and I turned that sucker up.
Did you notice how everybody had a really good time?
I noticed that you did.
And your kids.
Yes.
Your kids were having a good time listening to Bananarama.
I think it took us two songs to get back to the parking lot. Bananarama and Chacarone.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about Chacarone.
Congresswoman Mary Miller is going to be with us here at 12:40. We bumped Wiggins America for this.
Better be good.
With permission from Mr. Wiggins, your dad.
Yeah,
I had to ask him.
Oh, my dad said to ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I said, Mr. Wiggins, we'd like to make a move here. And I know he manages your affairs, so.
Yeah, anytime there's sort of a schedule change, I'm like, you're going to have to talk to Bob.
No, you always say my dad. okay. We're watching this Minnesota situation unfolding, and apparently protesters are doing what these leftist protesters do. There's video of, gosh, there's a lot of snow there. How come there's no snow here?
Because that's Minnesota.
Because it's Minnesota. The encouragement that people, like, when you think about how these elected officials who have subsidized security and they get picked up and dropped off where they go, these elected officials who they need in order to secure power and money They tell people to go protest Nazism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to ramp it up. Otherwise, it doesn't feel important.
And you look at what this isn't protest. It's violence. It's criminal. Like what we're the videos that we're seeing right now. I mean, these people are accosting ICE officials who are there doing their job. And I guess let's just listen here real quick to Mayor Jacob. I'm going to call him Frey just to add
no
to
relation.
A 37-year-old woman is dead and that she was shot by ICE.
There's the story.
There it is.
God dang it.
You said it.
We dreaded this moment since the early stages of this ICE presence in Minneapolis.
So ICE was there.
Not only is this
she got
a
shot.
Concern that we've had internally, we've been talking about it.
Yeah, we know. We've been listening. So were they. So was that woman.
They are not here to cause safety in
this city. They're saying right now.
What they are doing is not to provide safety in America. What they are doing is causing chaos and distrust.
This is like insurrection.
They're ripping
this is unbelievable.
Apart.
No, it's very
They're
believable.
Chaos on our streets.
It's predictable.
And in this case, quite literally killing people.
She was trying to kill them.
So,
as far as we know,
they are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody
of myself
directly. That is bullshit.
Oh,
whoops.
Well, we're going to dump that, Mr. Mayor
this
Frey.
Was
Let's take a quick break here. We're going to speak with Congresswoman Mary Miller. Since we can't trust the mayor of Minneapolis to speak with an FCC-approved mouth, our apologies for airing that. We didn't know that was going to happen, of course, because that was live. We will continue to cover the details of the story. We got their side of the story. The mayor is taking this as an opportunity to attack ICE. So this has become an asset to him. We'll see what the converse story is and keep our mind open to what the truth is. And obviously, the moment will not pass. What's the phrase? Never let a good crisis go to waste. And they never, ever do. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Congresswoman Mary Miller will join us. She's the representative from Illinois' 15th District. Bananarama is back. How strangely inappropriate. there's nowhere else to go from here. Let's just take a break and get the Congresswoman. We have Congresswoman Mary Miller with us. Happy New Year to you, Congresswoman. Thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today. It's great to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited about a new year and all the opportunities in front of us.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an incredible year. I've seen a lot of what the president has said is going to happen in 2026. You were able to, along with your coworkers there in Congress, to get the big, beautiful bill done in 2025. I think that's going to set in a powerful way for taxpayers this year. Tell us what the House Republicans, with their very slim majority, are looking to do in this in 2026.
Well, President Trump yesterday showed himself very strong and impassioned and, of course, funny, too. But what he's wanting us to do is to promote the great policies that he got elected on. And obviously, he and we have helped him secure our border and advance law and order in our country. So they're fighting us every step of the way. They criticize from the sidelines, but President Trump is delivering results, and we are there to help him. So obviously we're working on funding bills right now and hopefully another reconciliation bill.
Are we going to have a government shutdown at the end of January?
No, I don't think so.
You're not worried about it?
I'm focusing on getting things done right now.
Yeah. I think healthcare obviously was the main stumbling obstacle for Democrats. That's what they said, at least. I think they wanted to just screech everything to a halt in 2025. But those healthcare premiums, nobody voted to extend the subsidies to the Affordable Care Act that the Democrats passed and had sunset in 3 years. That was all in the Democrats. It sunsetted. What's the answer? What are the Republicans doing for Americans and healthcare in this spending bill, but also throughout the course of this year?
Yes. Well, first of all, I call it the Unaffordable Care Act or Obamacare. And I believe 8% of Americans use that. But all Americans are struggling with the price of health care. And President Trump's ideas, and I support them, is that we have more competition, that we can allow people to buy health care over their state borders, that they can have coalitions together and purchase health care. I think even with Obamacare, we want the money to go to the person instead of to the insurance companies. The insurance companies became wildly enriched under the Unaffordable Care Act.
Mm. Yeah, you know, President Trump has said a lot of this. He's like, give the money to the people. And if you're looking at the healthcare system that was set up by the Unaffordable Care Act, Obamacare, in 2010, when you observe that, what it did was it soaked the insurance companies. The insurance companies became the center of our healthcare system. And boy, did that leave the consumer or the patient out in the cold. What happens to insurance companies? What are they going to be compelled to do if instead of the insurance company holding that fat check, I get the opportunity to say, okay, here's the money that I have for healthcare. Now I get to choose where to spend it.
Yeah, well, they're going to be compelled to come back to reality and to be more efficient. I think a perfect picture of what's been going on is there's a healthcare program called MediShare. I know there's Samaritan out there, and it's basically where households share each other's medical bills. But the CEO of MediShare makes under $200,000, where the CEOs of these insurance companies are making $3-5 million a year. I mean, that's a perfect picture of how ridiculous the insurance companies are, and they are not performing for the American people. We should not take the money that is intended to pay for people's health care and enrich them.
Congresswoman Mary Miller speaking with us right now, a congressional representative from Illinois' 15th district. We mourn with you the passing of your colleague out of California. That was, it seemed from where we sit, to be an unexpected event. Is that accurate?
Definitely. Completely unexpected and very sad. He was on the Ag Committee with me. He was kind of a gentle giant. Mm. He had a family farm of his own. He has four children. He was one of the first people that reached out to me in friendship from the Ag Committee, and I'm really going to miss him. And obviously, now we're down to, I think, a one vote majority.
Yeah.
Very precarious situation, but I, as a Christian, I'm trusting in God. God, a lot of times, works with a remnant. So I'm staying positive. President Trump's positive. He's a courageous leader. And I think we're still going to get things done.
So Congresswoman Mary Miller with us, we're speaking about a representative, is it Doug LaMalfa? And it seemed like that's it. There's a political side to that, of course. But for many of you, you work closely with him. He's a human being and likely a friend to many of you. And that is a really sad situation to go through. I think a lot of people, if they're in my seat, I'm not sure what your relationship is with Congressman Massey, but you kind of feel like the Republicans have this many votes, the Democrats have this many votes, and Thomas Massey seems to want to vote less with the Republicans than is helpful. How are you going to stick together as Republicans in 2026 with what you have to ensure that you're able to get things done and not waste time bickering about it so that you're limited in what you can get done?
Well, I think it would help if the American people reach out to their elected representatives and let them know what they are expecting out of them, including Thomas Massey. Thomas Massey votes with the Democrats more than he votes with us. Mm. So I won't be upset if he's gone. He doesn't help us.
Yeah. Do you see any of these issues, healthcare being one of them? There's a huge concern for Democrats enough to shut the government down and cause many federal workers to go unpaid, some of the best of the federal workers. Do you see any Democrats just peeking at what the Republicans are offering on healthcare and maybe signing on to help get something done?
They are nuts. Their policies are crazy.
Yeah.
And they're so anti-American. And like I said, it's way easier to destroy something than to build it up. And we are coming out of 4 years of destruction and disorder here and abroad caused by Joe Biden and everybody in the Democrat Party. They stuck together 100% in their destructive policies. And now President Trump and we in Congress, us Republicans, are working to rebuild. And I don't know, the Democrats are going to lose on their policy, I believe. I don't believe the American people are in any way embracing their ideas. They're still promoting the transgender issue for our youth, which is crazy.
So Congresswoman Mary Miller speaking with us right now. I know you only have a few more minutes with us, and we're very grateful for your time today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to shift a little bit. We ask a poll question every day, and today's is Minnesota the state with the worst fraud? I'm curious of your thoughts on the existence of fraud in the state of Illinois. You represent the 15th district in Illinois. How much fraud, if we wanted to look for it, how much fraud do you think we'd find in our own land of Lincoln?
I think it would be stunning, and I think the fact that J.B. Pritzker refuses to release the voter rolls, the SNAP rolls, the Medicaid rolls, he doesn't want us to uncover the layers of corruption and abuse of taxpayers that's going on in Illinois. I can't wait for it to happen. It will happen. We're going to put pressure on him. We control the purse, Congress does, and we are going to cut off the funding to any states that refuse to comply.
Do you think he's going to be, his hand will be forced? Do you think we will actually get answers in the state of Illinois as to where taxpayer dollars are going?
I think eventually his hand will be forced because he's going to want the money.
Will it be before November?
Hopefully.
It's an important time, Mary Miller. All right. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you for coming on with us. Last question before we let you go. What are you looking at in the state of Illinois as far as success to try to make a very, very blue state? Maybe even hopefully my outset is maybe we could make it even a little bit of a purple state. Is it possible?
Well, it is. If we get election integrity, it's the foundation of our republic and of the elections in Illinois. I want to remind people that President Trump got around 200,000 more votes than J.B. Pritzker did. We have the votes in Illinois. If people feel confident that their vote matters, I believe they'll come out and vote. So like President Trump said, we got to pass the SAVE Act. We got to make sure people are citizens that are voting. And we're going to cut off funding to Illinois if they will not release their voter rolls.
Yeah, 100%. Congresswoman Mary Miller, thank you for being with us today. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and Happy New Year.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. I never hear her when she's talking about, you know, can we save Illinois? The answer is always yes. But it's never like, oh, it's going to happen, which I appreciate because we don't need empty promises. The uncovering, if Illinoisans, if Chicagoans, and yes, Chicago matters. I know there are people who are listening right now who want Chicago to separate from the state of Illinois. Even if that were to happen, it's not going to happen in a measurable way in our lifetime where it's going to benefit us the way you want it to benefit us. And if we were in a position to eliminate the corrupt individuals who are intentionally tanking our state government so it's their playground. If we were able to pull that out, I think we'd have a fair shake. I don't think that the Republicans that would be leading the state of Illinois would be the reddest, most conservative Republicans that had ever been. I don't think that we would be as a pro-life state like Missouri, but we might stop being like our number one tourist destination in the state of Illinois being the abortion capital of the country. Like, that's not the badge that we want to wear next to our prairie state garb. I think maybe we would have other things to offer people to come to the state of Illinois, as opposed to the fleeing U-Hauls that are constantly moving out of the state because it's not tenable here. If it can happen in Minnesota, if what is taking place in Minnesota can be replicated in Illinois and everywhere else, that's how... It's not going to be, yes, A, we need good candidates. Yes, people need to have someone to vote for rather than vote against. But when you start showing with detail, this is exactly what the corruption and the fraud looks like, which is what we're seeing in Minnesota. When you start seeing that for real, nobody looks at that and goes, well, I'm still for that party. Nobody does.
Yeah.
Because you've ripped out other people's pocketbooks and you've done it by giving them the finger on the way out. You tell them what you're doing, you steal their money, and you tell them to sit down and shut up and vote the party line. People are not going to do that. Does that mean that they're going to be MAGA? Nope. but they will stop supporting those corrupt individuals. But you have to get the truth out there. And I feel like we're closer to that than we ever have been. And Minnesota being the bellwether on a national stage where it's become a huge story, where everyone's going, hey, can you give a look-see over here in the land of Lincoln? And every state. I don't care how red you are.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Missouri alike.
Because you know that it's happening everywhere. Because it's not just, oh, are you a Democrat? Oh, you must be doing it. It's possible that this is Republicans doing it at state levels. It's possible that there are people who pretend to be Republicans doing it because they know it's a Republican state and they're just going to do it anyway. It's this time last year, we started talking about USAID. And that became this is really this is a big money laundering operation at the federal level. It's now a year later, and we're realizing, it's not just individual random charities that are doing this. They are using full state governments to launder money. And that's what we're realizing now.
With the absolute turned eye, intentional ignorance, plausible deniability, whatever you want to call it, in place so that the right people can get soaked. What does Tim Walz get out of this? A job, a pathway to become, potentially the president of the United States, mm-hmm. become the VP, go to the presidency. I mean, that's what Kamala Harris thought, probably what J.D. Vance is thinking. Power, money, influence, whatever the thing is. Can't you see, if you've ever really you vote Republican because your family's always voted Republican. A lot of people think, well, I go to church, it's probably a Republican thing to do. Or I vote Democrat because my dad was a union laborer and I've stood on picket lines with my dad before. I have friends who have done that. I am sure that there are many of you listening who have done that. And after I say something like that on the air, I will get a half dozen messages from people who are like, Annie, the union members love Trump. And I'm like, I know. The leaders, now more than ever, don't despise him, didn't endorse the Democrats, but didn't endorse the Republicans. And I think the Republicans are like, you don't really need to endorse us. I don't know. You don't endorse the Democrats. That is what we need from you. But you have a heritage in the type of politics that you ascribe to. Just like a lot of people, you're Catholic because your family's always been Catholic. And then for many of you, you've been confirmed. You've made the choice for yourself to stay as an active going, church going person. And yes, you're in the Catholic Church. Some of you get married and you decide to become a different faith walk, whatever. But you inherit a lot of these things. And then eventually you're challenged with, well, I've always done it this way, but is this the way I always need to do it? And this type of fraud situation is the thing that makes people go, okay, hold on a second. Stop. Say that to me again. What was going on? How did that take place? And you know, for a second, you wouldn't get away with a fraction of what you get to get away with if you're a Democrat. If you're a Democrat in the system. If you've ever been curious about the epicenter of the difference between the left and the right. The right wants to shrink government so that it can't do to you what is being done to Minnesotan taxpayers, federal taxpayers, by way of handing over big government gets so large, gets so big that you wouldn't even know where to look first. It's too large. There are too many layers, and all of those layers require funding. The government doesn't make any money. The government only takes money. So if they take money, it better be for a really good darn reason. Like, I don't know. National security, bullets, boots, roads that you can drive to work and back home to your babies on safely. These are the type of things that your government dollars should be spent on. Not welfare for people who stay home and send their fake children to fake daycares, and then they buy mansions and they vote for Democrats and wash, rinse, repeat. That's where we are right now. Expose it all. YouTube live chat poll: is Minnesota the state with the worst fraud? Go vote. We'll be right back.